It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Cities are made up of a collection of neighborhoods with unique features and characteristics. Beginning today, on the first Tuesday of the month, business contributor Rebecca Harris will focus on one of the city's neighborhoods. Today, Rebecca Harris, who is director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, looks at the neighborhood of Greenfield. Rebecca, welcome back. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great, Paul. And this is the perfect day to go walk all of our 90 neighborhoods, don't you think, Paul?
Well, you know, you have a hard time doing it all before the sun went down. But
but we could do it, Paul. I know that we could.
We would enjoy it. So tell us about the demographics in Greenfield.
So Greenfield is one of our 90 neighborhoods in Pittsburgh. It's a member of Pittsburgh's 15th Ward. It includes the neighborhoods of Greenfield and the 4 Mile Run. It borders Pittsburgh neighborhoods of Hazelwood to the south, Oakland and Schenley Park to the north, and Squirrel Hill to the east. The total population is 7,294 people as of the last census. The median age is 35. There are about 3,800 housing units. 66% are owner-occupied, which means that it really is a place where there are people who are living there. It's just not a renter's area. And a lot of people call Greenfield the suburb in the city. The streets are really crowded with houses, but they have full lawns. It's a pretty quiet neighborhood. It was a mill neighborhood, too. And so many families from the steel era still live in Greenfield, but it's also very popular with the Oakland people and young people moving in.
And it's it was the home of current Green Bay Packers coach Mike McCarthy.
That is correct. Yes, it was.
So one of your famous Greenfielders. Right. What are some of the points, some of the historical landmarks and points of interest in the neighborhood? Yeah.
So in 1758, a large tract of woodland was purchased for $10,000 under the Treaty of Fort Stanwix, and this area is what became Greenfield. And then by the late 1800s, many of Greenfield's residents were Irish, Polish, Slovak, Italian, Hungarian. And they resided in Greenfield, and they traveled to Hazelwood and Homestead and Duquesne to work in the steel mills. So, and then during the Civil War, Greenfield was part of a small redoubt, which was Fort Squirrel Hill. And so that was the standing of us during the Civil War here. It is the home of 7 churches and 1 synagogue, and one of the churches was the church where Andy Warhol grew up and where he really based, we think, a lot of his artistic imagery.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
So what are the main businesses in the Greenfield area?
Well, along with a ton of recreational facilities, basketball courts and hockey rinks and soccer fields and a swimming pool, there's 2 main business districts that travel along Greenfield Avenue and Murray Avenue. A major travel route is along Beechwood Boulevard, connecting 376 to the waterfront. And it's home to the McGee Recreation Center. And so there's a lot of families that are traveling and doing things there. And you can find some really great restaurants. Big Jim's, which I know you know is there. It was featured on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. I know. Rialto Pizza. And Schmidt's Old World Deli. So there are some real strong mainstays in that business area there. There's the Greenfield Community Association, which was formed in the summer of 2012, and to really capture the strengths of organizations in the area, which is really key to really keeping it economically sound and to nurture volunteerism and nurture the community.
And what are some of the annual happenings in Greenfield? You know, big events.
The big events. People get together in the spring and the fall, and they do annual plantings along Greenfield Avenue and Irvine Street and Ronald Street. They have spring and fall cleanups. They have the Greenfield Glide, the 5K, which takes place in Schenley Park the first Sunday in June. They have National Night Out, which is an annual gathering of the community on the first Tuesday of August to highlight public safety. And this one I love. They have a holiday parade, a festive parade, the first Friday of December down Greenfield Avenue with floats, marching bands, fireworks, and a special guest. Is that guest you, Paul?
Interesting.
Right.
Tell us some things about Greenfield most people would not know.
Notable among those born and raised in Greenfield are 2 of Pittsburgh's mayors. Do you know who they are?
Let me think about this.
Okay.
2 of Pittsburgh's mayors. Richard Caligiuri?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
One. Ding.
Total guess on my part. And the other one might be, Bob O'Connor?
Yes.
Okay. Yay.
Yeah. Right. You win.
Where's my prize?
You get to win and walk the neighborhoods today. Larry Lucchino, MLB team president of the Boston Red Sox.
And a past guest on this show.
Yes, that's right.
Thanks to you.
Yeah, we already talked about Mike McCarthy. And
sorry, I didn't mean to steal your thunder.
No, that was good.
I didn't know it was going to come up.
Yeah, and then
he might be like a, you know, not like a guy that people are happy with because his team beat the Steelers in the Super Bowl.
Right.
I hate to bring that up.
No, we don't.
It's a bad memory.
We're on a roll.
All right. Okay.
Frank Gorshin, who was the Riddler in the popular 1960s Batman TV series.
And he has been laid to rest there. Yeah. I don't want to say where it is, but it's up there.
Okay.
Up in that area.
All right. Now, this is very interesting. When I first moved to Pittsburgh, people refer to the Pittsburgh potty, the Pittsburgh toilet. It's common in the homes in Greenfield, which is a basement toilet or shower so that the steel workers could clean up before heading upstairs. It's very popular. It started there, and when people refer to it, that's what they mean. Did you also know that Greenfield, which is the home of the creator of the realistic Barbie doll? The Barbie doll's name is Lamely, and the creator was Nikola Lam. He is from Russia, and it was a Barbie doll with realistic beauty standards. You gotta love that.
I had no idea.
I know. There you go. So,
what an amazing place when you look at Greenfield.
Yeah.
And so you'll be doing this the first Tuesday of every month, picking out a different neighborhood in Pittsburgh and telling us everything we wanted to know and plenty of things that we didn't know about, certainly in this case, Greenfield. Way to kick off the series. Good start.
Thank you.
Harris is director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University and is our business contributor. Rebecca, as always, great thanks.
Nice to be here, Paul.
Be sure to tune in tonight to 90.5 WESA for extensive election coverage of the governor's race, the state house and senate races, as well as congressional races that are important to people in the region. Our coverage again begins at 8 o'clock with a special 2-hour edition of Essential Pittsburgh, which will include results updates after the polls close. And then at 10 o'clock, NPR's coverage kicks in. We will be on the air until the last results are in. So tune to 90.5 WESA for your election coverage. Until tomorrow, when we wrap up the election, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.